The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hey, what's up? My name is Brant. Thank you for listening. We're honored you're here, by the way. Really, truly, a big deal. Producer Sherry is here, too. Thank you for listening. My voice is a little off again. I'm under the weather again. Getting a little frustrated with it. I don't know if you can hear that, my voice.
The frustration.
Frustration.
Well, it's hidden by the phlegm.
Yep. You said that. I wasn't going to say phlegm. Sherry's the one that said it. I didn't want to hear it. I'm drafting a strongly worded letter to the station right now. At least my voice is cool for, like, if I wanted to do a nature documentary right now, I would nail it.
I don't know that you need a sick voice to do it.
I would get the gig. It would go like this.
So we're going to do it. Okay.
Imagine like a Serengeti plane type thing.
Sure.
Here's me.
Right? Here's me.
Just because I'm sick.
Sure.
To do this.
Okay.
The lions must hunt and find food soon, or what? They will die.
What?
The
Why?
Pride follows the herd, hoping to find an opening. The cubs are too young to keep up.
Oh, dear.
And very soon, will perish from hunger. Life is... You're not going to take it seriously.
No, I can't.
Okay,
I'm
but
sorry.
Anyway,
you
I think I can
the
get...
accent, there's phlegm,
I think
there's
I get, okay.
lions
all right,
and
all right.
perishing.
There's all
it's
that.
Too
there's
much.
All that. I admit that. But... I think I could get the gig right now, but then my voice would go back to normal
Showing
and they'd be like, who is this guy? Get him out of here. Whoa, check this out. I don't know if this happens to other radio shows, but I get challenged all the time by dudes. They know I'm extremely like.
And it's really weird because I've never seen or heard of any of them challenging you.
They do.
I never see the emails and I get
I
all
just
the
got
emails.
One.
I need to, okay.
Okay, to wit, this is from another gang challenging me to prove how masculine and cool I am.
So much gang activity listening to this program.
It's from Bob and the Young Tufts. I guess when I want to insult him, but I wouldn't have expected the Young Tufts to have a guy named Bob.
Yeah.
Just based on anyway.
Well,
but that doesn't
matter. Minded. T-U-F-F-S?
T-O-U-G-H-S. Anyway, he says, Valentine's Day is over, but are you man enough to do a love song after doing a full pommel horse routine in the studio, stick the landing, and then immediately start playing Hello by Lionel Richie, on the flute?
You wouldn't expect the Tufts to know the Lionel Richie catalog.
None of this makes... I wouldn't have guessed. That's from Bob and the Young Tufts. So here I go. I'm going to get on the pommel horse.
Okay,
here we go. Do a full routine, stick the landing, grab the flute, nail it.
Okay.
Here we go. Jumping up on the horse.
Careful.
Three.
Oh, boy.
Four.
Wow.
Five. And.
Wow. Okay, that's the right note.
Okay, but I got all of it up until that point. Nailed it, Bob.
Wow, that was dangerous.
Don't come at me. You guys
don't
with
do
this.
It, Tufts. Don't
come
do
at
it.
Me. You guys walk off. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, if you've got somebody that loves to debate or they want to like debate religion with you, they don't like the fact that you're a believer, if you are a believer, you know somebody like that. I just saw this. I thought this was really awesome. It's from a guy I really respect. He was super smart. He refused debates. I mean, and I feel like he could have crushed anybody, honestly. Like, he's a philosophy professor at USC. Mm-hmm. He could easily do that. But he said, I don't do debates, but I will tell people if you want to do a joint inquiry with me of this subject, then let's do it.
Okay.
I just kind of like that. Like, yeah, we can explore this together. Like, let's decide what the questions are, and we can do some research and stuff and compare notes. But he's like, I'm not just going to argue with you. But if you're really open, and he says that'll weeds a lot of people out. But if you want to do an inquiry together, we talk about this, we both learn from each other, let's do it. It is time for Brant's Three Things. Here I come into the plaza.
Oh, great.
With the trumpets and stuff, and I have a scroll here with my three things.
Yes.
It's a big setup. for this feature.
Yeah.
So
you ever worry that it's too much of a setup and then it won't live
up to
it? Yes,
I'm worried about that today.
Okay.
Because I have a kind of a serious thing here. Uh-huh. Again, most of them kind of are more spiritually oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Brant's three things today is three things Jesus isn't.
Oh, good.
That I really like. Mm-hmm. So three things he's not. One thing Jesus isn't, just reading his words and things he did in the Bible, he's not a religious reformer. He's not a guy that comes along. I've heard that said many times, like by some scholars. Like, well, he's just there to kind of tweak Judaism and just kind of point it back in the right direction a little bit. And just, he's really in. He says all the scriptures are about him. that's not tweaking, is it? Like, he's not saying, yes, let's study the way together. He's like, I'm the way. Everything you guys have been studying, he's talking to the most religious, you know, scholarly people. He's like, guess what? It's all about me. You should want to spend time with me, because that's just a signpost to me. So no, he's not here to tweak things a little bit. It's way more radical than that. How about this? Jesus isn't a schmoozer. He just doesn't do it. And they were thrown by that. I mean, you read the stories and think, like, they were constantly trying to figure out, who is this guy? He's not playing by our rules. Like, we're important over here. Why doesn't he want to hang with us? Look who he is hanging out with. Why? Why would you do? They're actually just kind of flabbergasted, not just angry about it, but just kind of generally like, we can take you to the, you know, inner circle here if you want to. Doesn't want to do it. There are a lot of people in our church culture that are like Instagramming stuff or posting like, check me out, here's my good friend, blah blah blah. That's all they do. Mm-hmm. And like, that's up to them. Honestly, fine. Mm-hmm. I really mean it that way, but because Jesus is so different, it's one more reason I'm drawn to him. Mm. He just doesn't play by those rules. It's awesome. A lot of cartoon versions of Jesus out there. Here's one thing. I mean, we could do a bunch of these things, misunderstandings about Jesus, but one I think is really clear. It's my opinion. Not a power guy. Mm. Nothing like it. He had the power to make people do things. He could have had political power. He refused it. He wasn't into coercion at all. Not earthly power. That was not his thing. Other people were all about that. We're all about that. That's all we do is discuss power, power structures, power this, power that. These people, but all that stuff. He keeps talking about, I have another kingdom. It's amazing. But if you're thinking it, wait, he was probably just as politically wound up as I am. Totally different kingdom, maybe. And he's really interesting that way. I want to be like him. Can we just acknowledge how awesome something is? Can we just do it? I've been studying ancient civilizations and stuff because I'm like that, kind of boring. And I was looking it up and just seeing all these texts that predate the Bible. Mm-hmm. Like, they were written before the Bible. Like these ancient civilizations. And here comes Genesis saying, no, here's the way the world was created. But all these other stories, it's complete chaos and death and destruction and fighting. And that's how we get the world. Mm. And then here's the God of the Bible. Like, does it intentionally. It's not an accident. The oceans didn't get created because of a murder. Mm. Like, he made it. He made this, he made that. The order itself makes sense as a commentary to on all the other stuff that's been said. Like, and it's good. This is good. That's good. You gotta understand. We're used to that. I mean, we of course it's good. Yeah, copy. That was so shocking when people first understood that. Like, there's a reason I'm here. You know, just thinking about this, we were just talking about Jesus and what he's not. And one thing I was saying, he's not into coercion. Like, he gives us this freedom. He wasn't into the power, like earthly power. If he were, though, we'd kind of like it in this sense. Like, just a few tips about how to control people from Jesus.
Yeah, because that aspect of him makes us very nervous.
Yeah. It's always about us.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
which is true. I mean, we all want to fix the world, and we can do it on Twitter or Facebook or the, you know, however we want, but none of us are really good at controlling ourselves yet. We have serious control problems, mm-hmm. but we want to skip past that part mm-hmm. and go towards controlling the world. But he doesn't give us any tips on controlling or coercing other people. He could have, like, here's how you get people to do what you want. It's not his thing. Sorry about my voice again, a little bit under the weather. It was making me think, though, about the coronavirus, and mm-hmm. a lot of people kind of panicked about that. We were just talking with Shireen. She's on the phone. She studies this stuff, like disease and spread of disease. She's a scientist. So you were just saying, like, some things get blown a little bit out of proportion to other things? Or
the flu virus has significantly exceeded the mortality rate of the coronavirus. It's still at 2.2% the last time I checked. It's really unfortunate because, you know, just a little bit of information without any context can get blown out of proportion so significantly.
Welcome to our culture. That explains every single solitary idea, every topic, every political bent.
I'm going to start the EFO channel. And EFO channel would be short for Everybody Freak Out. And it would just be scrolling news. All directions, scrolling right to left to right, up, down to up, flashes. We'll split the screen like 16 ways, have 16 different reporters breaking in with their own stories at the same time.
Exactly.
Get ready to be shocked. This is going to be good.
Okay.
Yeah. We got somebody smart on the phone, too. Mm-hmm. Shireen is on the phone, so hang on for this. I think you'll appreciate this, Shireen. It dawned on me. Nobody knows why we have 60 seconds in a minute or 60 minutes in an hour. Why is it based on 60? No one even cares. We walk around. It just dawns on me. You ask humans, no one knows or cares. It doesn't even dawn on them. Why?
You want to tell us why?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, Shireen wants to know.
Why?
It's because of our knuckles.
What?
The Sumerians counted with a 12-base system because we have three segments in each finger, not the thumb, but the four fingers. Because of our knuckles, you have three segments. So if you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so you count the segments, you get 12 on a hand. So once you're done with one of those, you raise it like your index finger on your left hand. So now you have one set of 12. You can count again, two sets of 12, three sets, up to 5, which would be 60. So it's their counting system. And they also noticed that we have about 12 moon phases each year. And so 12 to them made sense. And we've stuck with that measurement of time since the Sumerians. We're talking the third millennium BC.
Mm. Get out of here.
Thank you.
Is so cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Shireen,
I'm really glad you're on the line right now.
I'm going to go ahead and extend an offer to you as the new producer of our show.
I was going to extend the exact same offer.
Well, here is a study that says that spouses take more pictures of their pet than they do of their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
This is not shocking to me.
Why?
My wife takes way more pictures of our dog than me.
How do you feel about that?
Fine.
Okay. That is a cute dog.
The dog's way more interesting. It's doing cool stuff. My dog's doing cool stuff.
That's true.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Lying on its back. Imagine. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to lie on my back on an ottoman.
Yeah.
You know, with my head down, upside down.
Nobody wants a picture of that.
Like tossing around a purple fuzzy elephant in my mouth. I'm just not.
You're not going to do that.
No.
Yeah.
Cozy will. Mm-hmm. And that's why she's on Instagram. And that's why I'm generally not.
That's why you're not.
Yeah. Fellowship Home Loan sponsoring today's podcast. And if you want to call them, it's 800-804-SAVE. Talk to Mike and Brian. They're fantastic. They helped Sherry and me both with our loans for our respective homes and stuff. And could not be happier with their service, truly, honestly. And that's why we're comfortable doing this. And call them 804. It's 804. No.
800.
It's 800.
804. Save.
Save.
And they're clearly happy with the job we're doing for them.
It's the excellence that I bring that they love partnering with. No, they're really, really fun. I think you really enjoy working with them. Welcome to Dilemma Street. Yes, my name is Brant Hansen out here on Dilemma Street. It's a cool street. It's a hip street. We're out here handling people's dilemmas.
Right just here on this street.
Giving advice. Not licensed psychotherapists or counselors even.
Or
just
anything.
Friends. Or any. Not licensed to do anything. You're right. Drive.
Podcasts.
We have driver's licenses. So anyway, we're out here. I'm wearing my leather coat with embroidery.
Again, I'm not sure we need this much of a picture painted, but that's fine.
Pretty cool. Out here, I'm a little sick too, so I've got to. Bunch of Kleenexes in my leather coat as well.
That you didn't say you had one of those masks on. Safety first, everyone.
We're out here on Slim Street wearing those masks.
Surgical masks.
I mean.
We're still excited to hang out with you.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. All right. This says, hey, Brant and Sherry, okay? Let's see here if I should change the name. I don't know. I will, just to... for the heck of it. I'll say it's from Bethany, but it's not. All right?
Not Bethany. Okay.
I was hoping you'd be willing to kick around a dilemma with me on Dilemma Street. I'll see if I can explain it in a sensible way. For context, I'm a woman, and the friend I'm talking about is a guy. He's a friend at work who's having some struggles in his personal life. He's married with a young child, and he and his wife are considering separating. I'm uncomfortable being a resource for him through this time, as I feel that puts both of us in a compromising position. However, he struggles with severe depression, and I'm one of the only people he feels okay talking about it with. Excuse the dangling preposition, she says. I love that. I know, and he's expressed to me, that a separation divorce would severely exacerbate his mental health. How can I make sure he's safe while setting and maintaining appropriate boundaries? I love listening to you guys, and I'm grateful for all you do. Thank you for sharing your friendship with us and for infusing my day with humor and deep theology. I hope you'll be able to share your thoughts on this dilemma.
Thank you, not Bethany.
Thank you, anyone but Bethany. People be like, I know who this is because my friend's not named Bethany. It's got to be her. Well, yeah, I do have some thoughts out of the box. I mean,
I'd be very interested in your thoughts as a married man.
Yeah, I think you're, you said you're uncomfortable being a resource for him through this time. I think I just want to salute you for being honest about it. And I would follow those instincts about the uncomfortability. Because severe depression, like you're talking about, the very fact that this is so important is really why you can't be the go-to person on this. And in fact, should cut it off in that sense. It's got to be cold and clinical. I'm sorry. What I mean by that is you can't do any of this.
Yes.
So his confidant has to be a wise man, wise men. Even better, and his wife. And yeah, I mean, I can just tell you this. I know my wife would not be okay with me doing that. It would be totally out of line, and I wouldn't be okay with doing that. I realize you care about him, and I don't want to undermine that or make light of it. I think that's really neat. But we can't do this messiah complex thing where, well, if I don't do it, he's going to go down. Like, kind of have to trust God with, I need to do what's appropriate. Maybe help him find counsel, help find somebody and say, hey, here's the number of somebody maybe you can talk to who's going to have some wisdom. That's my reaction. What do you think?
100% agree with everything.
All right.
I really do. I've talked about it on the podcast before, how I have adjusted friendships with guys who I've been friends with practically my whole adult life. And when you get married, that changes.
Yeah.
And I don't know that you know that it has to change, but I promise you, I know that it has to change.
Yeah.
And so I always think, if I were the wife, would I want my husband confiding in another woman about our relationship?
Those are three.
No, I would not.
And to, I mean, every marriage has its struggles. Now, obviously, this is in really, you know, deep trouble. But every marriage does. And as much as I talk to Sherry about stuff and we laugh about stuff and like she's a friend, like that the marriage, any marriage things are not going to be a like go-to issue. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. It's just, I think that that is sacred ground, I believe. Yeah. And I believe, not Bethany, I believe that your instincts are 100% correct. And I think lean into those completely. And also, because when there is sharing like that, emotional ties can form, right? And so based on however long he's been going through this or sharing with you, those may already be there a little bit. When Brent says cold and clinical, I really, as a friend and as a single woman, I am telling you, that is real.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Can't do that.
Yes. No more of this. No texting. No, but if you need.
So sorry.
Yes.
You know, I know you need somebody, so let's find somebody you can talk to.
And then that's that.
That's
and it,
it
has to be a that's that thing.
That's that. All right. So this has been Dilemma Street.
All right. All that through a surgical mask.
Yeah. Very rare that we have such a, just like a straight on.
Yeah. I think we both feel very strongly about that.
Yeah. So. That's what you get on Dilemma Street. You get honesty.
And leather jackets and embroidery.
What are you wearing, by the way?
I'm not doing that. I just
something
think
cool.
The painting of the picture. Okay.
All right.
All right. Yeah. I have, you know what I have? Those, remember Crisscross?
Yeah.
And they had like the backwards
pants?
Yeah. Jumper on.
Sweet.
With the, yeah. There you go.
This is great. just got.
I thought that would make you happy.
Are we gonna do double dutch? we're totally
somehow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we're out here. Out here on Little Street,
double dutch.
Almost forgot to add this. Dilemma Street is brought to you by the Brant Hanson Podcast, the Brant and Sherry Oddcast. Sorry. Uh-huh. And my email is brant@branthanson.com.
This is a legitimate tag.
Yeah.
Like this comes on at the end.
Yep, comes on at the end. Brant@branthanson.com. And frankly, we don't say that email address on the air,
mm-hmm.
but we do say it on the podcast because
right.
we love our radio listeners, but we might. Love our podcast listeners.
Well, podcasts, there's an extra level of buy-in. You didn't actually stumble into
totally.
This.
Yeah, there's a sensibility among podcast listeners that's really tight.
We bought into this, so yeah, that's a little better than...
I'm trying to say, you put up with this, so you have opted in.
You decide. You let's remind you, you
right.
said this is okay.
That's on you.
You can't if you keep listening.
I hate this. Like, well...
You downloaded it.
Thank you. But again, if you ever want to email, it's brant@branthanson.com.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to branthanson.com.